Quintessential whistler. Favorite whistle, right? It's the stink that just won't wash off. For the second consecutive year, Jeremy, Stinky, Peterson is your favorite whistle, right? It blew my mind away. Wow, Peterson said between hearty coughs, when reached by phone. Sorry, I'm smoking a joint, he said, but no apologies necessary. It's pretty cool to be Whistler's favorite local. Pretty humbling, if you will say, because I'm just a simple guy, having a lot of fun doing what I do, and just trying to make a lot of people happy. It hasn't been all fun and games this year for the owner of Village Stroll Sports Bar Stinky's on the Stroll, though, with rent on the rise. Peterson's business is now up for sale, after enduring, probably the worst November I've had since COVID, he said. It's the shittiest thing ever, because I've done so much to try to do it, and it's not me that's failing, it's the town, he said. It's the greed of landlords who think that they are entitled to charge as much as they want. But even in hard times, Stinky isn't letting it get him down. It is what it is, he said, still coughing. I can't be upset about it. I've done a great run, and nobody can ever say I didn't do anything good for the community. And when asked what comes next in 2025, Stinky said he's not ready to give up the ghost just yet. I'll be honest, I'd love to try to keep Stinky's, and if it goes, then well, I dunno, he said. I'm looking for a new place, maybe a Stinky's 2.0, maybe a Stinky's in the Creek. So I'm not saying no to anything, I'm just trying to do the best I can with what I got, and the cards I'm being dealt. Mayor Jack Crompton came second, while DJ Ace McKay Smith, aka Foxy Moron, and local plumber Lee Carter tied for third. Favorite volunteer? Consider it a dynasty. For the fourth straight year, Denise Wood is Whistler's favorite volunteer, according to Peak Readers. That is hilarious. Really? Wood said, that's so nice and lovely, but I am surprised, yeah. It shouldn't come as a surprise. Whistler is well known for being a town of passionate dog lovers, and Wood has served as a board member at local animal shelter Whistler Animals Galore, WAG, for 15 years. She's also well known for her fundraisers for the shelter, including selling her handmade dog bandanas at Whistler Happy Pets in Function Junction. I try to get the word out there about WAG, and I volunteer and actively promote the animals through my own social media and that kinda stuff, she said. And yeah, I'm a real advocate for WAG, and passionate about all the animals there, so I don't know if that's why. The shelter is running its matching campaign through the holidays, supported by Zogs and Moguls. There's still time to donate at whistlerwag.com, and in 2025 we'll look to find loving homes for some of its long-term residents. Good old Lola is still there, still looking for a home, Wood said, referring to the 6-year-old pit bull who has become something of a social media star over the years. Things are overall going well, but we're definitely fundraising and looking for that support. Why should people volunteer? Obviously, it gives back to the community, and it helps any nonprofit, whatever your interest is, it helps them, because nonprofits. I would say most are always financially challenged, so whatever you can give back in your expertise is helpful. Wood said. Obviously, I love animals and I really care about animal welfare, but I think it's good for people to find what their passion is, and volunteer in that area. Ashley Gervin came second, while Tony Lockery, Kevin Mickelson, Donna Savage and Paul Dorland all tied for third. Favorite Whistler nonprofit? This category has been dominated for years by Whistler Animals Galore, another testament to Whistler's love for dogs. But in 2024, the crew at the Whistler Community Services Society, WCSS, earned the top honor as Whistler's favorite nonprofit. Maybe because more people than ever before are accessing its services. November was another record-breaking month for the WCSS-operated Whistler Food Bank, with 2,262 visits, up 35% from the same period last year. If you're looking for ways to give back, WCSS, and all nonprofits, really, can always use cash. Perennial champions WAG placed second this year, followed by Zero Ceiling, the Whistler-based organization dedicated to ending youth homelessness. Best decision by council. It was another busy year at Whistler's Municipal Hall, and as is usually the case, council's commitment to building housing was the best decision made at the council table in 2024, according to Peak Readers. Since 2018, the municipal subsidiary Whistler Housing Authority, WHA, has opened 5 new resident-restricted rental apartment buildings, bringing its inventory of non-market rental housing to 818 beds. Between ownership and rental, more than 7,300 Whistlerites now live in below-market WHA housing. Council's decision to enact higher fines for short-term rentals was your second favorite move, while bringing back the Whistler Village Canada Day Parade, sidelined since 2020, came third. Worst decision by council. But for all the work on housing, it's still not enough for many Peak readers, as rents increase and availability remains scarce. Not moving fast enough on housing was voted worst decision by Whistler Council in 2024. The controversial decision to end the Whistler Waldorf School's lease at Spruce Grove came second, followed by the decision to hike building permit fees by 30%. Biggest news story. In mid-July, keen-eyed observers of Whistler's forests noticed something concerning. Trees turning red on the mountainsides. According to the Chickamas Community Forest, an outbreak of western spruce budworm is to blame. In a post on its website July 24, the CCF noted red trees are showing in the areas above White Gold, Function Junction and along Spruit and Rainbow Mountains. The outbreak is reportedly happening across the coast, interior transition forests from Whistler to Hope, and seems to be restricted to the band of higher elevation forests, about 800 to 1,100 meters. The post said, currently, the only viable management option is to aerial spray with Bacillus thuringiensis var. Kerstaki, BTK, a biological agent that kills the caterpillar when it eats the treated tree needles and is harmless to other species, the CCF said in a blog post. The effectiveness of the treatment, and the impact of spruce budworm on fire risk in the resort, will be one to watch in 2025. A drop in visitation to the resort after a poor snow year was voted the second biggest story of the year, while a pair of on-mountain skier deaths came third. Biggest environmental concern. No surprises here, given the challenging snow year of 2024. Climate change is the biggest environmental concern of Peak readers. The ongoing threat of wildfires, no doubt exacerbated by the devastation seen in Jasper, Alta. This year, came second, followed by logging in Whistler's old-growth forests. Braden Dupuis. Restaurants and cafes. Best coffee. 1. Mount Curry Coffee Company. 2. Forecast Coffee. 3. Three-Way Tie. Bunker Cafe, Provisions, Rocket. Best breakfast. 1. Wildwood. 2. Southside Diner. 3. Caramba. Best lunch. 1. Samurai Sushi. 2. Samurai Bowl. 3. Splits Grill. Favorite takeout. 1. Samurai Bowl. 2. Samurai Sushi. 3. Barn Nork. Best casual dining. 1. 21 Steps. 2. Earls. 3. Caramba. Best fine dining. 1. Rimrock Cafe. 2. Wild Blue. 3. Araxa. Best dessert. 1. Purebred. 2. Rimrock Cafe. 3. Cows. Best wine list. 1. Araxa. 2. Rimrock Cafe. 3. Barefoot Bistro. Best burger. 1. Splits Grill. 2. Caramba. 3. Roland's Creekside Pub. Best pizza. 1. Functional pie. 2. Creek bread. 3. Handlebar. Best steak. 1. Heise. 2. Rimrock Cafe. 3. Side Cut. Best sushi. 1. Sushi Village. 2. Nagomi Sushi. 3. Saki Sushi. Best healthy meal. 1. Green Mustache. 2. Naked Sprout. 3. Samurai Sushi. Best off-season deal. 1. Wild Blue. 2. Rimrock Cafe. 3. Araxa. All Hail Wildwood, King of Whistler's All-Day Breakfast. Breakfast is, by and large, a ritualistic act. More so than lunch or dinner, breakfast is all about familiarity, nostalgia. Devotees of the first meal of the day know what they want and exactly how they want it. It's a truth. Bob Hasselbach, chef owner of Wildwood Cafe, voted Whistler's best breakfast for the second year in a row, knows full well. I've been cooking here since 2013 and I keep the food the same way as I was showed, said Hasselbach, who took ownership of the Function Junction Diner in 2020. Our food has always stayed the same. That consistency is what keeps Wildwood's loyal regulars coming back, and they can be set in their ways. Hasselbach likes to joke the only time he gets his regulars to try something new off the menu is when he offers it for free. It also doesn't hurt that Wildwood serves up its classic breakfast plates and bennies until 3 p.m. daily, a welcome schedule for a town that loves to keep the good times rolling late. Even as the restaurant, like many others in Whistler, has struggled with rising costs and a downturn in sales, the owner estimates business is down about 40% over the past 2 years, Hasselbach has strived to keep prices affordable for the little guy. We have lots of really good soup and lunch specials, and all the construction guys working in Cheekamas, for them to go to the village and get a quarter pounder meal is more expensive than some of our menu items, and ours are made with love, he said. Brunch is known as the bane of a line cook's existence, with its endless parade of poached eggs and hash browns. If he had his druthers, Hasselbach would focus more on his true culinary passion, barbecue. Ideally, if we went back to pre-pandemic volumes, it would be nice to have my guys take care of breakfast and lunch and then I do barbecue a few nights a week, he said. Out of all the food I've cooked, barbecue is the one I'm more passionate about and enjoy cooking. It feels less like work when I'm doing it. Maybe it's time to add a favorite barbecue category to Best of Whistler? Brandon Barrett. 21 years of 21 steps. John McMillan cares about how a roll-up is done. That's not something you can say about every restaurant owner, but not every restaurant owner is as hands-on as McMillan and Ali Warner. We're in the trenches with the rest of the staff. I bartend. Ali will run the door. I'll be doing roll-ups and polishing glasses with the staff, said McMillan, who, alongside Warner, owns and operates 21 Steps Kitchen Plus Bar, voted best casual dining and best customer service in this year's poll. If you think of yourself as a guest coming into the restaurant and sitting down, we may be serving out 60 plates of garlic chili prawns a night, but when that person sits down, that's the only thing they're gonna see, that one dish. We put care into every dish. Even calling 21 Steps casual dining can feel like a misnomer. While there's no doubt the ambience cultivated by the Village Restaurant's highly trained staff is warm and inviting, the service and menu, packed with generously portioned modern comfort food, is elevated to such a quality that it feels like fine dining, without all the fussiness. That is one thing we are always striving for. We want that fine dining level of service where tables are clean and waters are filled and the steps of service are impeccable, and we want the personality of our servers to shine through and make it a comfortable experience, McMillan said. Taking over the restaurant 6 years ago after serving as longtime staff, Warner and McMillan know firsthand that a restaurant is only as good as the employees who make it all work. Our goal is to make sure we get return customers all the time and to make sure we have happy staff that feel respected and care about the work they're doing, said Warner. We hire extremely qualified and professional staff. We are so blessed with the team we have. We are who we are because of them. 21 Steps will celebrate an important milestone next year, its 21st birthday. Warner said the restaurant has a few things planned to celebrate, including a to-be-announced anniversary party and a special beer brewed by Coast Mountain Brewing to mark the occasion. It's been a pretty wild ride, said McMillan. Brandon Barrett Bars, Pubs and Clubs Best Après 1, Dusty's Bar and Barbecue 2, Dublin Gate 3, Merlin's Best Nachos 1, Dublin Gate 2, Dusty's Bar and Barbecue 3, Stinky's on the Stroll Best Wings 1, Roland's Creekside Pub 2, Crystal Lounge 3, Dusty's Bar and Barbecue Best Bar, Pub 1, Dublin Gate 2, Stinky's on the Stroll 3, Roland's Creekside Pub Best Patio 1, Nicholas North Golf Course 2, Dusty's Bar and Barbecue 3, Beacon Best Cocktail 1, Raven Room 2, Bar Oso 3, 21 Steps Best Beer Selection 1, Coast Mountain Brewing 2, Dublin Gate 3, Tapley's Favorite Locals Hangout 1, Stinky's on the Stroll 2, Alpine Cafe 3, Tapley's Favorite Liquor Store 1, BC Liquor Store Marketplace 2, Nestor's Liquor Store 3, BC Liquor Store Creekside, all in the family at the Dub, even if you're not Irish. You don't have to hail from the Emerald Isle to work at Whistler's cherished Irish pub, but it certainly doesn't hurt. I think we're pretty authentic. We do get a lot of that feedback from our Irish clientele, and a number of our staff, believe it or not, are Irish, and they often find their way here when they land in Whistler, said Louise Oliver, operations manager at the Dublin Gate, voted Whistler's best bar for the fifth time since this category was introduced in 2018. Clearly, the Dub is doing something right, and that authenticity is built into its foundation, literally. The pub was designed, crafted, and transported piece by piece from its native Ireland across the pond to the Pan-Pacific Whistler when it opened in 1997. Then there's the Guinness. The Dub imports and pours more pints of the iconic Irish stout than any other bar in Western Canada, and the bar staff is very particular about doing it the proper way. For the uninitiated, a perfect pint of Guinness starts with an imperial, 20-ounce Guinness glass, poured at a 45-degree angle, without the glass touching the tap, until it hits the harp of the Guinness logo, then it should be left to settle so there are no bubbles on the head before the rest of the pint is poured. It is a very rare day we've had someone say this isn't poured correctly, Oliver said. Usually, our mandate here, no matter what happens, is to never run out of Guinness. Add in one of the busiest live music lineups in the resort, a bountiful menu of après favorites and hearty Irish classics, and you've got the recipe for a proper pub outing that would make James Joyce swoon. For Oliver's money, the one thing that puts Dublin Gate over the top year after year is the family vibe the staff have cultivated. Most of us know how it feels to be so far away from our families, so we do our best to create family here, she said. Brandon Barrett, Arts, Media and Culture. Favorite Artist, Artisan. 1. Andrea Muller. 2. Vanessa Stark. 3. Dave Petko. Favorite Major Art Show. 1. Art on the Lake. 2. Dirt Diaries. 3. Andrea Muller. Inconsistent Memory. Favorite Arts and Culture Event. 1. Kronkworks. 2. Whistler Summer Concert Series. 3. Art on the Lake. Favorite Photographer. 1. Logan Swayze, Rob Perry. 2. Jorn Rode. 3. Blake Jorgensen. Favorite Filmmaker. 1. Chris Dantas. 2. Ryan Kenny, Mike Douglas. 3. Sandy Ward. Favorite Music Artist, Band. 1. The Hair Farmers. 2. Ruckus Deluxe. 3. Red Chair. Can I opt out next year? When Andrea Muller learned she'd been voted Whistler's favorite artist, again, Her knee-jerk reaction was, "We need a new winner around here." Now, folks can't exactly be faulted for noticing Mueller as one of the sea-to-sky area's more prolific talents. She touched off the year with a notable exhibit in the Maury Young Arts Center named Inconsistent Memory, an out-of-the-box series of visual reflections on her own childhood. If you checked out that exhibition in January, it probably stuck in your mind. A lot of people were surprised, because Inconsistent Memory was totally different from what I usually show, Mueller recalls. But overall, I think it was really well received, and people understood that it was a more personal subject matter. For me, it was nice to showcase some other work that I do, installation art and some of my photography. Mueller also partnered with the Whistler Youth Center, utilizing grant money from the Whistler Real Estate Association to deliver a custom paint by numbers project. Local teenagers worked on filling it out all summer, and as of this writing, the fruits of their labor await display in the youth center. Demand for child and adolescent-focused programming is tangible, so Mueller plans to establish some more creative initiatives for them at her own Creekside store, Art Pop. "You only know what you are exposed to," says Mueller. "In a town that's very heavy on sports, I think the more arts programming we can have, the better. There are so many awesome, talented musicians and artists who are doing that right now, and seeing it is actually very encouraging for me." On that note, Mueller encourages her fellow sea-to-sky creatives to persevere. Theirs is not an easy career, but she believes if your real passion is to make art, that passion is worth hustling for. She's also good with taking a break from the limelight. "I definitely feel the love and I'm excited that the community is supportive of me," Mueller says. "I do wish there were more artists able to stay in Whistler, so we would have different people winning this award. Can I opt out next year? Let someone else have a crack?" David Song. The essence of the song. "It's not easy being a cover band. That line of work means you're inherently judged on your ability to replicate someone else's content. They say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, but flattery alone won't pay the bills, especially in an arts environment like Whistler where standards are high. Cover bands come and go. The Hair Farmers are here to stay." Now entering their 25th season, Guitar, Doug Craig and Grateful, Greg Reamsbottom have redefined the meaning of the term workhorse. They play more than 200 gigs a year, from intimate private venues to grand arenas. They've opened for or co-headlined with musical royalty, The Tragically Hip, Our Lady Peace, and Tom Petty, just to name a few. Perhaps most amazingly of all, Craig and Reamsbottom do not rehearse for any of their shows. They go in with their fingers firmly on the pulse of their audience, confident that their experience and raw talent will help them perform any song requested, even if they've never played it live before. "We can't be going back to practice and thinking about how to make things perfect," explains Craig. "We've got a very distinct sound." The Hair Farmers' song list includes more than 2,500 tracks, and their website bills it as everything from Johnny Cash to Jimi Hendrix and U2, Bob Dylan to Led Zeppelin and Coldplay, Willie Nelson to the Grateful Dead, the Black Keys to Taylor Swift. Not every show is perfect, but more often than not they do their source material justice. "The challenge of our format is we basically have an acoustic guitar, a tambourine, a pair of conga drums and some harmonicas," Reamsbottom says. "It's sometimes harder to pull off a Pink Floyd song where they've got a much bigger ensemble playing it originally. But even though we have a limited scope as far as the tools we've got to work with, we always try to capture the essence of the song." Adds Craig, "We have to feel it. We've got to actually believe the song, feel the song and put ourselves in the songwriter's shoes." David Song. Sports and recreation. Favorite summer athlete. 1. Georgia Astle. 2. Finn Iles. 3. Jesse Melamed. Favorite winter athlete. 1. Stan Ray. 2. Marcus Goguen. 3. Mary L. Thompson. Favorite junior athlete. 1. Jude Oliver. 2. Saxon Berry. 3. Anthony Shelley. Favorite park? 1. Rainbow Park. 2. Lost Lake Park. 3. Alpha Lake Park. Favorite ski run, Whistler or Blackcomb? 1. Peak to Creek. 2. Dave Murray. 3. Ridge Runner. Favorite slack country area? 1. Million Dollar Ridge. 2. Flute Backside. 3. Kybers. Favorite bike trail? 1. Crank It Up. 2. Flashback. 3. Top of the World. Favorite golf course? 1. Nicholas North. 2. Fairmont Chateau Whistler. 3. Whistler Golf Club. Favorite adventure tour company? 1. Canadian Wilderness Adventures. 2. Zip Trek Eco Tours. 3. TAG. The Adventure Group. Favorite fitness activity or provider? 1. Meadow Park Sports Center. 2. Altitude Fitness. 3. Whistler Core Climbing and Fitness. The passion burns. Not every teenager can speak eloquently about their sport, nor does every teen approach their craft with a mature mindset. Jude Oliver does both, and he fully deserves to be known as Whistler's favorite junior athlete. At just 15 years old, Oliver was named to the Freestyle BC High Performance Park team this April. He has never failed to podium at a Timber Tour event, won the Provincial Style Matters Award in 2023 and clinched a pair of Junior Nationals medals, Big Air Gold, Slopestyle Bronze. Oh, and just so you know, the kid netted Slopestyle Silver at home during Senior Nationals in April, coming within 2 points of 18-year-old Victor Matthias Heslop's score. Oliver's humility, work ethic, talent and respect for people convinced the Sarah Burke Foundation to award him its up-and-coming scholarship, which will help fund a season that includes travel to Europe and the United States. He brims with gratitude for their support, and the backing of his fellow Whistlerites. It's amazing. I'm really grateful to everybody that voted for me, in the Best of Whistler poll, said Oliver. And just to stand in Sarah Burke's name is such an honor. It's crazy to be associated with one of the greatest of all time. She was such a big influence on our sport. Six-time X Games medalist Burke passed away in January 2012 from a tragic head injury at age 29, but had she lived to meet Oliver, she might have been proud of his passion for freestyle skiing. His mom, Louise, certainly is. I'm proud of Jude every day, not just skiing-wise. I don't know how, but we got lucky to have such a great kiddo, she remarked. He's had some incredible coaching, no question, but Jude puts the work in. He goes to the gym, wakes himself up at 6 a.m., and that's all on him. As of this writing, Oliver's arsenal of mid-air maneuvers includes double 1440s with grabs, a triple cork 1440 and a switch triple 1260. He next aims to master a switch 1800, and for him, the process of learning any given trick is almost as fulfilling as the moment of success. I love progressing in my skiing, and especially being able to do that with all the people on the mountain who are my best buddies, Oliver said. The fact I'm around all that culture and traveling around the world to see more just with my sport really contributes to why I love it so much. That feeling when you land a new trick keeps me going, and my passion just keeps burning and burning. David Song Business Services Best New Business 1, Provisions 2, Flute and Fromage 3, Kiki's Beauty Bar Best Ski Shop 1, Coastal Culture 2, Fanatic Co. 3, Comore Sports Best Snowboard Shop 1, Showcase Snowboard Surf and Skate Shop 2, The Circle 3, Evolution Best Bike Shop 1, Coastal Culture 2, Fanatic Co. 3, Evolution Best Clothing Store 1, The Beach 2, Aritzia 3, Lululemon Best Used, Vintage and Consignment Store 1, Reuse It Center 2, Deja Vogue 3, The Velvet Underground Best Cannabis Store 1, A Little Bud 2, Spirit Leaf 3. This is Cannabis Best Jewelry Store 1, Keir Fine Jewelry 2, Ruby Tuesdays Accessories 3, Three Singing Birds Best Store for Gifts 1, 3 Singing Birds 2, Whistler Kitchen Works 3. Get the Goods Best Grocery Store 1, Creekside Market 2, Nestor's Market 3, Fresh Street Market Favorite Whistler Realtor 1, Carmen Marcano 2, Dave Brown 3, John Ryan Best Hair Salon, Barbershop 1, Mountain Chic Hair Lounge 2, Elevation Hair Studio 3, Suco's Hair Salon Favorite Hotel 1, Fairmont Chateau Whistler 2, Nita Lake Lodge 3, Four Seasons Best Mortgage Provider 1, Blue Shore 2, Eileen Craig 3, Sally Bennett, Jennifer Brophy, RBC Best Property Management Company 1, WRM 2, Whistler Wired 3, Whistler Platinum Best Landscaping Company 1, Pika Landscapes 2, Heike Designs 3, High Country Best Construction Company 1, TM Builders 2, CV Custom Builders 3, RDC Fine Homes Best Electrician Company 1, Rainbow Electric 2, Green Lake Electric 3, Spark Electrical Best Plumbing Company 1, Lee Carter Plumbing 2, Spearhead Plumbing and Heating 3, Red Mechanical Best Automotive 1, Barney's 2, Whistler Automotive 3, SMD Best Transportation to Vancouver 1, Epic Rides 2, Skylinks 3, Whistler Connection Best Customer Service 1, 21 Steps 2, Stinkies 3, Mountain Chic Hair Lounge Treasures abound at Whistler's Reuset Center with countless treasures available inside the walls of Whistler's Reuset Center. It should come as no surprise the Whistler Community Services Society, WCSS, Offshoot 1 Best Used, Vintage and Consignment in the First Year Peak has run the category. Louise Caparella, Director of Social Enterprise for WCSS, said she appreciates the community's support. It's very exciting. There are quite a few other thrift stores in Whistler, so it's nice to be recognized, she said. Caparella pointed to the variety of items the center has on hand for deal seekers and vintage fanatics, combined with the low price point offered, as reasons why Whistlerites voted for the center. Some favorite finds she's seen people go home with include high-end cookware, retro ski suits and electronic gaming systems. Visitors can pop in for a can opener and end up finding a whole new winter wardrobe. Heck, you could stock an entire kitchen cupboard with enough visits. The center is open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily, and accepts donations from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. A full list of what the center accepts is available on their website at mywcss.org. Caparella highlighted all proceeds from the center go back into programming for WCSS, from the food bank that has seen use increase by 34% by the end of 2024 financials, to outreach services. WCSS's outreach team is available for no-cost support to community members undergoing challenges to mental health, finances, housing, physical health and injury, substance use, and more. The team can meet folks where they are, and services are also virtual. Liz McDonald. Like going shopping with your best friend. With big names in the fashion industry calling Whistler home, there are so many options to choose from when searching for the perfect outfit or voting in Best of Whistler. But one store rose above all others. The Beach in Town Plaza. Fashionistas looking for the newest finds will often end up here, where they'll find great clothing and advice only a best friend would give. Store manager Louise Heyman said the reason they often end up on the top three list for Best of Whistler comes down to offerings and service. We get a variety of stock in store. Our buyer is ahead of the trends, so our clothes are a little bit different. And we also try to give customer service that is honest and make it feel like they are shopping with their friends, she said. Their buyer is an avid traveler and takes inspiration from Europe, while keeping up with trends in fashion news through social media. And just as a good friend wouldn't let someone leave the store with an outfit that isn't quite right, the staff at the beach won't, either. While some clothing stores only offer one brand to choose from, variety stands out at the beach, with companies like Ray-Ban, Loon Active and Fjällräven to name a few, and despite the store's name, they cater to clothing offerings for almost any occasion. There's even a small vintage section to search for treasures from days gone by. But they are the beach, after all, and understand just how important the perfect swimsuit is. Swimwear brands come from Australia, America, and Colombia, with brands people can't find elsewhere in the ski town. Liz McDonald, health and fitness. Favorite fitness activity provider 1, Meadow Park Sports Center 2, Altitude Fitness 3, Whistler Core Climbing and Fitness Gym. Favorite massage service, Spa 1, The Spa at Nita Lake Lodge 2, Scandinave Spa Whistler 3, Peak Performance Physiotherapy and Massage Therapy. Favorite chiropractic practice 1, Whistler Chiropractic 2, Creekside Health Clinic 3, Whistler Wellness. Favorite physiotherapy, acupuncture provider 1, Back in Action Physiotherapy 2, Peak Performance Physiotherapy and Massage Therapy 3, Creekside Health Clinic. Favorite dental practice 1, Creekside Dental 2, Whistler Dental 3, Alpenglow Dental. Favorite optometrists 1, FYI Doctors Whistler 2, Bailey Nelson 3, Sea to Sky Optometry. Favorite medical practice 1, Whistler 3602, Creekside Health 3, Sea to Sky Orthopedics. Favorite aesthetic, dermatologist service 1, Kiki's Beauty Bar 2, The Spa at Nita Lake Lodge 3, Be Beauty Laser and Aesthetics. Favorite aesthetics provider 1, Kiki's Beauty Bar 2, The Spa at Nita Lake Lodge 3, Be Beauty Spa and Tanning Lounge. Favorite tattoo parlor 1, Death Proof Tattoo and Barber 2, Black Ohm Tattoos 3, Pokeheart Piercing and Tattoo. A sports complex for everyone. Whistlerites love to move and groove, whether it's on a mountain or in the gym. But their favorite place for healthy indoor activity is the Meadow Park Sports Center, MPSC. Roger Wheatman, manager of recreation at the Resort Municipality of Whistler, RMOW, said in an email the center appreciates Whistlerites' vote. On behalf of all the staff at the Meadow Park Sports Center, we would like to thank the community for voting for MPSC as favorite fitness activity provider, he said. We are all very proud of the work we do and the amenities and programs we get to provide for our guests. As a bonus, we love the opportunity to connect with our community and be a part of their lives at all ages and stages. Thank you, Whistler. The RMOW-run facility offers a one-stop shop for fitness. Swimming, a gym and personal training, skating, squash and basketball are all in the same complex. Specialized programming for cardiac rehab, a cancer exercise program and a Parkinson's disease exercise program are offered based on request and interest. With tight budgets for pretty much everyone these days, the accessible prices are another benefit of using the facility. Community nights on Tuesdays and Fridays offer 50% off rates after 6 p.m., and there are discounted membership prices on the same days. Then, there's off-peak pass discounts midweek, providing discounted access during less busy hours. The space is open daily from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., excluding holiday hours. Liz McDonald, a personalized hiatus from life stress. After a long day skiing and riding, or a stressful week at work, Whistler residents and guests have their eyes on the perfect place to decompress. This year, they've chosen the spa at Nita Lake Lodge for a hiatus from life. Rebecca Mullen, spa manager, said what sets the lodge apart comes from the nexus of amenities and environment. At the spa at Nita Lake Lodge, we offer a personalized experience that connects guests with the natural beauty of our surroundings. Our treatments are customized to meet individual needs using high-quality, locally sourced products, Mullen said. Our serene lakefront location offers a peaceful escape from the hustle of Whistler Village, providing the perfect retreat for those seeking a more intimate and calming experience. Relaxation is built into the decor, with rustic and modern elements made from natural materials and earthy tones which reflect Whistler. The ambiance is designed to calm guests, with soft lighting, tranquil music and mountain views. With an average visitation of 15,000 guests each year, Mullen said they have many returning customers, a testament to the quality of personalized service they provide. I believe Whistler voted for the spa at Nita Lake Lodge because of the exceptional talent and dedication of our team. They focus on crafting personalized treatments that address each guest's individual needs, creating an experience that is both revitalizing and restorative, she said. Whether it's a relaxing massage, a refreshing facial, or specialized treatment, our team is committed to delivering outstanding service with a personal touch. This dedication ensures that every guest feels truly cared for, leaving the spa feeling rejuvenated. We are deeply honored by the recognition, which reflects the professionalism and passion our therapists bring to each treatment. Liz McDonald. The best of Maxed Out. In case you haven't heard the news, Peak's longtime Backpage columnist, the incomparable rabble-rouser G.D. Maxwell, is retiring at year's end. For 29 years, nearly as long as the paper has existed, Max has provided cutting insights, shone light on pressing issues, and provided more than a few big laughs along the way. Whether you love him or hate him, his influence is undeniable, and he will be dearly missed. Of course, there is an endless list of highlights you could pick out from his 1,500-plus columns published over nearly three decades. But in the interest of saving us all some time and space, here are just a few of Max's greatest hits. You can find most of them online with some incisive Googling or at the Whistler Public Library in Peak's printed archives. The Annals of Greed. A three-week dive into greed and sustainability. August 21, 28 and September 11, 2003. Why the week delay before part 3? Surgery on My Hand, itself a very amusing look at one man's experience with the Canadian healthcare system, Max says. The JJ Chronicles. August 29, 2002, JJ heads south with his idea for the World Trade Center monument. March 24, 2006, the Holy Panini Sandwich Bar, Yoga Studio, Aesthetics and Wellness Center. December 8, 1995, JJ's first appearance in the pages of Peak. Cowboys and Indians. A two-parter in October 1999. Killing the Golden Goose. Another two-parter, published in the last 2 weeks of July, 2001, in which Max delves into the difference between condo hotels and real hotels in Whistler. Peace in Our Time. Published August 11 and August 18, 2014, this two-parter outlined Max's plan for peace in the Middle East. That's right, give Israel Florida, peace in our time and the thrill of watching Arabs go back to fighting each other, he says. The fact this got me called a Nazi by one reader is a bonus.